Malaga Radio. Hola, I am Lucia, and I produce the series Town in Focus.
Malaga Radio, Town in Focus, a series of shows that focus on the towns in Malaga and the Costa del Sol.
We started listening, and everybody likes it.
It's awesome.
Yes,
it's awesome.
We absolutely love it.
The perfect way to learn about culture and history, food and nightlife, beaches and the weather.
This is an Easter special. Welcome to Semana Santa. I am Lucia from Malaga Radio, and this is our Easter special, Santa Semana. As Holy Week unfolds, we'll be your guide to the most prominent processions across the region, from the coastal charm of Marbella to the historic streets of Ronda. First, for a little context, we're going to talk about the dedicated individuals who carry the ornate thrones through the streets, adding a profound sense of reverence and tradition to the festivities. In Malaga Santa Semana, the solemn processions are the heart and soul of the celebration. These processions feature massive, elaborate thrones called pasos, which depict scenes from the Passion of Christ. Carrying these heavy pasos through the narrow streets requires strength, dedication, and above all, a deep sense of faith. The people who carry these thrones are known as costaleros or portadores. They come from diverse backgrounds and ages, but they share a common devotion to their faith and a commitment to this centuries-old tradition. Many belong to brotherhoods or religious associations, which organize and participate in the processions. What makes the role of a costalero truly remarkable is the physical and mental endurance required. The pasos can weigh thousands of kilograms, and the costaleros bear this weight upon their shoulders as they navigate the winding streets, often in silence or accompanied by somber music. It's a profound display of penance and sacrifice. But beyond the physical demands, being a costalero is also a deeply spiritual experience. For many, it's a form of prayer in motion, a way to connect with their faith and participate in the reenactment of Christ's journey to the cross. Each step they take is imbued with reverence and devotion. I wanted to give you that background so you understood my references to the different brotherhoods, so I have put together a daily list for you, to help you know where you can catch a parade if you like. We begin our journey on Palm Sunday in Malaga with La Pollinica, where the air fills with excitement as children take center stage in this vibrant procession. Meanwhile, in Ronda, the Brotherhood of La Pollinica marks the start of Holy Week with a procession that brings together the community in a display of faith and tradition. In Mijas, the week begins with the procession of the Brotherhood of the Holy Christ of the Column, starting from the Remedios Shrine in Barrio Santana. Fuengirola welcomes Palm Sunday with various parishes participating in processions of palm and olive branches, a beautiful sight that brings the community together. Torremolinos also joins in with its own celebrations, as the Brotherhood of Our Father Jesus upon his entry into Jerusalem, Cofradía Nuestro Padre Jesús a su entrada en Jerusalén, and Mary Most Holy Queen of Peace, María Santísima Reina de la Paz, take to the streets. Estepona starts the week with the procession of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, affectionately known as Little Donkey, and Our Lady of Peace, leaving from a central location and filling the streets with joy and anticipation. In Manilva, Palm Sunday is marked by the traditional benediction of the palms and Holy Mass at 11 in the morning, followed by the procession of La Borriquita, symbolizing Jesus's entry into Jerusalem. In Nerja, the week begins with the blessing of the palms at the Chapel of Nuestra Señora de las Angustias, followed by a procession that winds through the heart of the town, a beautiful start to Holy Week. On Holy Monday, Marbella's streets resonate with the solemnity of the procession starting from the Ermita Santo Cristo, portraying Christ's encounter with Pontius Pilate. In Malaga, El Cautivo captivates the hearts of the faithful, as the figure of Christ in chains parades through the city, drawing massive crowds. Fuengirola's streets will be graced by the solemn procession of the Real Hermandad Sacramental and Cofradía de Nuestro Padre Jesús Cautivo. Holy Tuesday brings us to Málaga's Virgen de las Penas, with her spectacular veil of fresh flowers, a sight that embodies the beauty and sorrow of the Holy Week. And in Marbella, the historic value and impressive craftsmanship of the processions are on full display, as centuries-old traditions are brought to life. On Holy Tuesday, the focus shifts to Torremolinos, where the local brotherhoods organize events and processions that captivate both locals and visitors alike. Holy Wednesday or Ash Wednesday. Nelja witnesses the procession of Jesús cautivo y Holy Virgin María Santísima de los Desamparados. A bit of a mouthful, it means captive Jesus and Most Holy Mary. A moving display of faith and tradition that captivates both locals and visitors. Minerva observes Ash Wednesday with the 16th Exaltation of the Manolvina Arrow, in the Santa Ana Church at 8 in the evening. Followed by a Via Crucis, or Way of the Cross, procession that brings the community together in reflection. Midweek in Fuengirola, the images of captive Jesus Christ and the Virgin of los Dolores will be taken out from the Brotherhood headquarters in Los Boliches, creating a spectacle of devotion as they pass through the main streets. Rondas, El Silencio, procession on Wednesday night is a profound experience, marked by the sound of chains dragging along cobblestones in the silent night. Malaga's Jesús el Rico is famous for its tradition of freeing a convict, a moment of grace amidst the solemnity of the week. Maundy Thursday, the fifth day in Holy Week, and a bank holiday, in Malaga is not to be missed, with Cristo de Mena arriving in the port, escorted by the Spanish Foreign Legion, in a display of deep reverence and spectacle. In Ronda, the ancient city witnesses the procession of the Brotherhood of the Most Holy Christ of the Blood, a tradition dating back to the 16th century. Mijas observes Maundy Thursday with a 5:30 afternoon procession that is a cornerstone of their Holy Week traditions. In Fuengirola, the Pasión Brotherhood and the Fusionada Brotherhood will take their revered figures out in procession, adding to the town's rich tapestry of faith. Estepona and Minerva both host processions on Holy Thursday. Estepona's streets witness the solemn march of the Holy Christ of Love and Our Lady of Hope, departing from the parish church of Nuestra Señora del Carmen. Meanwhile, Minerva's Holy Thursday features the procession of the Holy Christ of Love and Our Lady of Hope, creating a profound atmosphere of devotion and contemplation. Competa, with its deep-rooted religious traditions, hosts processions that reflect the solemnity of Holy Week. The town's processions are a testament to its rich cultural heritage, drawing participants and spectators from across the region. Good Friday in Manilva is a day of deep reflection, starting with the adoration of the Holy Cross in the parish of San Luis de Sabinillas, at 5 in the afternoon, and culminating in the procession of the Christ of Love and Our Lady of Sorrows at 9:30 in the evening. Fuengirola's Good Friday will see multiple brotherhoods, including the Yacente Brotherhood and the Passion Brotherhood, in processions that carry the weight of the day's significance. Estepona also observes Good Friday with its own processions, embodying the solemnity and reverence of the day. Torre del Mar, known for its scenic beauty, adds to the solemnity of Good Friday with its processions, embodying the reverence of the day. Torremolinos, Good Friday is marked by moving religious traditions, with processions that reflect the solemnity of the day. Good Friday in Malaga is a day of reflection as the Servite Order procession turns off all street lights, creating a mournful and silent atmosphere. Marbella's most solemn procession features the Virgin of Solitude, a single throne carrying the weight of grief and devotion. Manilva's Holy Saturday features the Blessing of Fire and the Pascual Vigil at the Santa Ana Church, marking the transition from mourning to the joy of the resurrection. Easter Sunday in Malaga celebrates the resurrection with Cristo Resucitado, bringing a close to the Holy Week, with a procession that fills the city with joy and hope. To conclude the Holy Week, Fuengirola's Cautivo Brotherhood will take the image of their resurrected Christ out in procession, a joyful event that brings light and celebration to the streets of Los Boliches. Easter Sunday in Manilva celebrates the resurrection with a morning Holy Mass at 10, followed by the procession of the Risen One and the Virgin de la Alegría. Nerja celebrates the resurrection with the procession of Risen Jesus and Holy Mary of the Assumption, a joyous conclusion to Holy Week. The streets come alive with music and flowers, marking the triumph of life over death. And as the processions conclude, we are reminded of the enduring spirit of Semana Santa that unites the towns and cities of our region in a tapestry of faith and culture. From Málaga to Marbella, from Ronda to Nerja, you can bear witness to a week of profound devotion and stunning pageantry. Whatever your faith, this week is a magical event, and is designed for the individual to reflect and rejoice in life, and to share that experience with others. This is Malaga Radio, wishing you a peaceful and blessed Easter. May the spirit of Semana Santa stay with you throughout the year. Thank you for listening, I am Lucia, espero que disfrutes de la Pascua con tus seres queridos, which means, I hope you enjoy Easter with your loved ones.